The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 379.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a student, a fitness blogger, and also a social media influencer, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Christine Perella. Christine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a mostly Instagram influencer right now. My primary focus is athletics and fitness. And I'm a student at the University of Florida who recently just moved up to New York City.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Christine, what's your cultural background?
I am part Vietnamese. I'm 50% Vietnamese and a mixture of like white ethnicities. I have Italian mostly in me, and then some German and some Swiss as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, my favorite self-confidence quote isn't really about self-confidence, but I follow it in life in general. It's a Dr. Seuss quote from The Lorax, and it's, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing will get better." And that's my favorite one because I believe that whatever we do in life, we can't succeed unless we start with ourselves. So whether that comes with our inner confidence or what we're trying to achieve in life, I believe it all starts with ourselves and believing that we have to start it.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's so true, right? Anything we do, we have to believe in ourselves, first of all, right? Because if we don't believe in ourselves, then we don't take that action or that have the courage or confidence to go out there and do the things that we want to do, you know, and it's really important that we do, like, learn to believe that we have the ability to do it regardless if we have no clue what we're doing, you know, the first few times that we try it out. But just learning to figure it out, learning to believe in yourselves is so important. It's probably the primary thing, and then everything else falls into place. So I really like that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
How I define self-confidence? Well, for me, I actually lacked a lot of self-confidence growing up. So as I grew and developed my self-confidence, I kind of describe it as the ability to be comfortable with oneself without letting the opinions of others put a negative connotation on your life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a great definition, especially, you know, we're so, you know, as women, especially women of Asian descent, we're so great at, you know, always wondering what other people think of us, right? We're so scared that, you know, we might get laughed at or teased at to the point where we don't do anything. And sometimes we just have to let go of that notion and just learn to love ourselves enough to do the things that we want. And, you know, the right people will come to us, and the right, you know, the people who were teasing you or telling you what to do, it wouldn't even matter as much anymore because, you know, you just have so much confidence in yourself, you're willing to do anything. So, you know, I really love that definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So actually, I was bullied a lot in seventh grade and in middle school in general. I was always very, very skinny, and I was called like bulimic and anorexic and stuff like that. And they just kind of like made fun of me for no reason and just, I don't know, they were just really rude. I also had really long hair back then. My hair is really dark brown, almost black looking. So they would call me the grudge. I also wasn't a girly girl. So like I would always be out playing soccer and tomboyish, and they would just constantly make fun of me and call me names. And even being Asian, I was one of the few Asians at my school. So they would call me like Ching Chong and, you know, like the typical Asian, what's it called? Like how they usually make fun of Asians and stuff, like, oh, like you're nerdy, like Ching Chong, like you have slanty eyes and stuff like that. And it was really hurtful for a while because, you know, I thought that I wanted everyone to like me. And it kind of just sucked because, you know, like all the boys I would have crushes over, they were rude to me and they would like mess around with me and pretend to like me. And they'd be like, no, we would never like a tomboy, or no, we would never like The Grudge. And it was just, it was kind of annoying for a while.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that happened to you. And, you know, especially like you mentioned, you were probably the only person in your school who was of Asian descent. And sometimes you probably felt like you were all by yourself with no one to turn to. And, you know, an issue like being bullied is, you know, never, you know, it's never taken for granted. You know, people just kind of brush it away thinking like it's just something small, not realizing like it could also be a big thing and it can affect your self-confidence. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you didn't, you know, you started to believe in yourself, you started to look at yourself, you know, in a different way, you know, you were, you know, like a better version of yourself. Like, what was that aha moment when you realized, you know, you were more than what your peers were calling you by?
It actually came in two different parts, but my first real moment was after middle school. I was supposed to go to the neighborhood high school, and that's where most of my bullies went, and I just did not want to deal with them anymore. So I chose to go to a magnet school that was very, very different from my neighborhood school. It actually had a lot of minorities in it. There wasn't a lot of Asians there either, but you know, I just wanted to get away from those people who bullied me in middle school. And so I went to the school where I had no one. And the first week was so rough. Like, the first week was so rough. There was no one I knew, really. There was one kid who I knew from my childhood. But other than that, like, I had no one. And there was moments where I wanted to just go back to my high school because, you know, at least I knew people there, even though they were mean to me. And one day when I was sitting at lunch, I saw some kids outside playing soccer. And I was like, because soccer is my favorite sport. And I was looking at joining the soccer team. So I was kind of just watching them and stuff. And then I realized that no one knew who I was. Like, no one knew that, you know, I was like Asian, or that, you know, I had been bullied before. They just knew nothing about me and my, like, my background. So I realized it was then that I could, like, make a new, like, not life for myself, but like I could start fresh, that I didn't have these like pre-existing negativities. And so one day I went up to a kid that I saw playing soccer, and I was just like, hi. And he turned around and he was like, hi, who are you? And I was just like, oh, like, I saw that you play soccer. Like, are you on the team? And he was like, yeah, I'm on the team and stuff. Do you play soccer? And then I was able to kind of talk about something I was passionate about and made a connection with him. And from there, he introduced me to his other friends and stuff that also played soccer. And then I realized that at that point, you know, I had formed a bond with people who had the same interests as me. And then, so that was like my first like confidence booster, because I was able to step out of my comfort zone. But then it wasn't until about my junior or senior year, when I started running for like homecoming queen and student body president, I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't care what people think of me, because I am who I am. So that's when I like started running for everything, because I realized that whether or not people liked me wasn't, you know, it wasn't going to stop me from being who I was and who, like, where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. So I just kept on doing me. And if people weren't following me and weren't wanting to be my friends and stuff for me being who I was, like, I knew I didn't need them in my life. And then that was like my other like aha moment, where it kind of formed me to be who I am today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that story. And, you know, it was great that you were able to, you know, go to a different school and, you know, started hanging out with people who you had the same interest in, which was soccer. And it kind of like everything just kind of fell into place right there. And then you decided to run for president or prom queen because you wanted to, not because it was like a status quo or, you know, something like your peers wanted you to do. It was just because you wanted to do it, because you knew you were worth, you know, running for president or prom queen, no matter what the results are. And, you know, because of these two points in your life, what's your life been like now?
Oh, it's been great. I went to the University of Florida, where they have a student population of over 50,000. And at first, it was really nerve-wracking because there were so many people. And I kind of started falling back into that phase where I was scared of what people thought of me. And then I reminded myself, I was like, no, like, this is just how high school was. You just have to like be confident with who you are and what you do. And, you know, these people won't really have an influence on your future unless you want them to. ever since high school, I feel like my life has been, I mean, it's been hectic, obviously, but with my personality and confidence, it has definitely been a lot better. Very rarely am I ever hurt by what someone says. I mean, unless it's like a loved one, but like a random person or even just like a friend, they see something rude. Like I usually just brush it off because I know my self-worth now, and I'm not gonna let someone's opinion stop me. I mean, I take into consideration, but I'm not gonna like sit there and mope about any negative things they say about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's just, proof that, your past doesn't have to be your present or your future, right? I mean, you can change in an instant, like what you did. As a kid, you were bullied at school. When you went to high school, you said, I'm just gonna do something different. Like if you wanted to play soccer, you just took the action and said, I'm gonna try out. I'm gonna ask if I can play. And then, it just was like a domino effect. Your confidence just kept on building up and up and up because you knew that every time you did it, you were a better version of you. You had more confidence to be yourself. You want to do the things that you want to do. You did it because you knew you were worth it. And, it's great that, you were able to come out of that. And, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
My one tip would just be who you think you should be. I know my mom lectures me all the time saying that I need to do this and that. And obviously I take into account what she says, but like in the end, no matter whether it's your mom, your friend, your spouse or whoever it is, like giving you advice, in the very end, it's up to you to like take that advice or to listen to what people have to say. And you just have to take all the knowledge you can, and whether it's negative or positive, and then turn that into whatever you vision yourself being. So that would just be my advice, is to like think about your goals in life, to like think about where you want to go in life, who you want to be, and then work towards that, using everything that life gives you.
Awesome. And thanks for that great advice. I'm sure the listeners will love that. And it's true. It's just learning to work on yourself and knowing what you want and don't want, as a person and as your true and authentic self. It's really important. When people tell us things, it's not like they mean anything by it. They want the best for you, but it's always up to you to take the advice or not. So I really liked what you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you or what you do or check out your Instagram, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, for sure, for sure. My main form of social media is probably Instagram, and my Instagram name is The Christine P. So THECHRISTINEP. And then I guess other than that, I might suggest checking out a page that I'm trying to start up as a nonprofit. Currently, it's a project that I'm working on for my major. I major in sustainability. And it's a Facebook page. If you look up Project Full Sphere, it's just project and then FULL and then SPHERE. And any like feedback on that, I'm working on developing the youth in terms of human dignity. So that'd be cool if anyone can check that out.
Awesome and great initiative that you're starting. I think that's an amazing mission that you have. So to our listeners, if you want to connect with Christine, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Christine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Christine for sharing her story today and tips on self-confidence. Christine, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners out there.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.